Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Kathumi. I come from the master stream of collective consciousness of the Council of Twelve. I am honored to present this master level of upgrades to the triadic ascension process. You've come a long way since we first started together many years ago of your time. We ascended masters commend you on the vast strides you made in the upgrading of your consciousness and your physical being. You followed our teachings precisely, often when you couldn't understand or even imagine what that was leading to. You integrated all of the holographic energetics that came with our teachings, whether you realized it or not. You now possess a state of mastery that you could not have even imagined when we first began. This state of consciousness will continue to expand as long as you are in your physical body. You can see that the Ascending Masters Level 3 series is about refining your entire energetic system, chakra by chakra, triad by triad. Your body and your mind benefit from these energetic escalations, and it is now using the first three light packets and corresponding DNA strands. The energetic makeup of the first three light packets reflects in your ability to open the memory codes of yourself as soul. As I have said to you many, many times, it is in the experience that you truly know yourself. You have received and integrated the concepts and the energetics necessary to know yourself as soul. Once the time locks were unlocked and the light packets were engaged, your system changed. The unlocked light templates and the first three light packets substantially altered your ability to receive memory codes and memory of yourself that it originally possessed in the beginning when it was created by your spirit. I would like to discuss with you the importance of the original Christed matrix that Lord Metatron asked you to integrate. The Christed matrix that is in play at this time is not energetically the same as the original matrix because of the collective consciousness of the majority of humans using it. Take a deep breath. That's a big realization. As humans increase their consciousness, the matrix will open to a different energy in a different energetic octave. The original Christed matrix significantly affects the first three earth chakras. Now, Master Katumi, myself, as Master Katumi, has relayed to you on many occasions the importance of alterations that you were required to make in those first three chakras. And you have done so. Many of you that have worked with those chakras consistently in the beginning found it difficult as you wanted to move on into the higher realms. But you followed direction and transformed a lot of the old energies that was stuck in those first three chakras. Now, we are asking you to bring those chakras and merge them with the fourth chakra and create one massive spinning chakra that provides an energetic foundation for the Sacred Heart to open in a completely different octave of energy. It is altered because of the energetics now present in that fourth chakra. Take a breath. Realize that those changes didn't mysteriously appear. It is through your due diligence and all of the work that you have done over these many years and been very precise in the changes that you created. You transformed those chakras into something more that began to resonate with that original Christed matrix. And it becomes available to you now in ways that you cannot quite comprehend, but know that that original Christed matrix, as you draw it into that Christos energy, into those first three chakras, into the fourth chakra, are very important processes that you have been initiated in. Because of these alterations, your fourth chakra, your Sacred Heart Center, opens in that different octave. And because it has opened in that octave, the throat chakra also opens in an accelerated light energy, and it easily connects with the medulla oblongata in the second triad. The light and the energetics of the first triad are greatly increased, as has the spinning mechanism of that triad. The first and second triads are connected through the joining with the throat chakra. This continues through the entire seven earth chakra system. The first three triads are merged into one massive unified spinning vortex of creative Christos light. Take another breath, and let us pause here so that you can start to comprehend what I have just relayed to you in this communication. It has changed everything. Your path of mastery is open in ways that you cannot conceive of. Before the opening of the time locks and the activation of the light templates and the light packets, you perceived that your over-self and your over-soul rested above the body. When you had the consciousness and the increased light energies, you returned your over-self. This is the body of you. And at the consciousness level of you before you incarnated into this present body. And the oversoul. So you brought both of those things, your soul, that soul of you as the individual holding Christos energy. And you returned that to your sacred heart, where it now resides in your body. So we will no longer use the term over self, over soul, and Christed over soul, because these energetic parts of you reside in your body. They are you as soul. So we will just refer to them as the conscious self, the conscious soul, soul mind, having a Christos state of consciousness. Take a deep breath. Be present here. All of these energetic occurrences have led you to a state of being and state of consciousness that you did not have in the third or fourth dimension because of the memory loss of who you were as a soul. Now you can begin to understand when I said to you, you have no awareness of how difficult the journey back to wholeness would be because of the loss and the fall into third dimension. The limitations were great. But you've risen above that. The first three light packets were placed in a specific DNA strands in earth chakras, and they provide the energetic changes and access to those memory codes that pertain to your body, your soul mind, and the first triad. Now that you've received and integrated these energies about yourself as soul, I would like to talk to you about an even bigger picture of who you are beyond being a creative soul. Yes, you are that soul, but you also are a spirit who has never left the merged state of being with Prime Creator. When you navigated in the third and fourth dimensions, you lost the memory of yourself as a beautiful, massive, creative being. There are certain segue energetics that you have to put in place to begin to see this bigger picture. And these are light packets and DNA strands that begin to show you how your spirit communicates with you as soul. In level 2, the Council of 12 presented energetic upgrades in all of the light packets and DNA strands. You can't remember every segment of these upgrades since a year has passed. The three light packets include the fourth, fifth, and sixth light packet. These light packets connect the energetic upgrades that you will need to experience your spirit. These connective light packets and DNA strands produce a state of refinement in your energetic system. The fourth light packet was placed in the seventh strand of DNA and in the eighth chakra, which is your soul mind, that resides in the third triad. The fourth light packet begins to show you and to let you see yourself as the wise being that benefits from the wisdom acquired from eons of experiences in various realms of creation. It allows you to experience the wisdom that comes from your spirit that never leaves the source energy, which is part of the collective consciousness of Prime Creator. The fifth light packet was placed in the eighth and ninth DNA strands and the soul star. It's a massive light packet, unlike any other light packet that you activated previously. The fifth light packet, as well as the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, emanate from the quantum field, and they affect the DNA strands in the seven earth chakras and also bring a resonance with the seven non-physical chakra systems that affect the human consciousness and bring the soul spirit into the forefront of your conscious awareness as a divine being of light. The fifth light packet resides in the soul star, where it continually informs the body's chakra system. As long as you are in a body, beloveds, that those seven chakras, those earth chakras, are very important and will be continually upgraded as we move into this ascension process. These are the chakras that relate to your physical body, to you as soul. And they will be constantly refined and added to energetically. The sixth light packet was placed in the heart center of your light body. Take that in. The sixth light packet was placed in the heart center, not in your heart center, but in the heart center of your light body. It activated the ninth strand of DNA that relates to the higher purpose of your soul as it came into a physical body to create and manifest a fifth dimensional physical body. The upgrade of the sixth light packet is essential to create and manifest your fifth dimensional physical body that can hold a fuller expression of your light body. That light body of yours, that beautiful, magnificent light body, is continually changing in its frequency and how it exhibits itself. Just as your physical body is being refined, your light body is becoming more and more crystalline in nature, iridescent, the light packet eternally changes any separation anomalies that affect your physical body as it functions in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness. It brings a fuller conscious awareness of who you are as light beings. And that's important, beloved. Very important to your ascension. The sixth light packet was also placed in the ninth strand of DNA. This is also an important strand because it has not, hear me now, it has not been a viable strand since the fall of consciousness. It was not available to you since you have been incarnated in a third or fourth dimensional physical body. The sixth light packet and all the remaining light packets are very important because they raise the energy of the body, the state of consciousness. They upgrade every part of you. It's important that you begin to see yourself not only as a soul, but also as a massive creative being who possesses a spirit that is always unified with the source of your being. It's important that you begin to see yourself not only as a soul, but as a massive creative being who possesses a spirit that is always unified with the source of your being. It's always been unified, always been united, never left that state. But the denseness of the environment that you have been navigating created a complete amnesia of this state of being. There's a lot of energetic integration that is beginning to be configured within you at this very moment. So take a deep breath. Let us sit now in this information. These are concepts. Now you will start integrating, and we will assist you to begin to integrate the beginning of this energetic holograph. This holograph is a very important holograph of transformation. So take a deep breath and begin to draw very slowly into your consciousness and your body the beginning energetics of this holograph. Take a deep breath. Be present in this moment to receive. the entire ascending master stream of consciousness of the Council of Twelve has gathered with me at this moment. Another deep breath. We have decided that it is appropriate at this time to present ourselves in this way because we were once embodied on your beautiful earth. In this configuration, we can better transmit the needed holographic energies that specifically relate to the upgrades that are needed at this stage of your ascension process. So in this integration time, we ask you to just place your attention on our stream of consciousness. So we can assist you in your integration of these massive Christos energetics. We are delighted to have the opportunity to present the needed concepts as well as the energetics that open the pathways to your ascension. Our presence and transmissions have never before been attempted in this particular configuration. This is a first for all of us, you included, because you are significant members of this council. A lot's transpired in the last 2 years of your time. You have received many ascension energetic holographs, integrated a significant amount of them. You are unable to retain all of the far-reaching concepts that relate to your ascension at the present time. You have what you refer to as short-term memory lapses, which is definitely related to your physical state of your body. As you work more with refining the energetics through those earth chakras, this will change. We suggest that you take some time to review and integrate what we have presented to you in this session. And then use the last several days before we meet again to review and study the sessions of Ascending Masters Level 2 that relate to the energetic upgrades of the Ark of the Covenant, the fourth triad, the second triad, and the seed crystals relating to the function of the second triad. There are several sessions, so you'll want to take some time to do this. This review cannot be done in a day. We suggest that you review these sessions in short increments so that you can retain as much of your review when we meet again. We want you to recognize that the energetic upgrades are still very potent, and they will provide autonomic progressions in your entire unified field that you were unable to integrate last year. This will put all of you in a position to receive what we have to present in your next session from an accelerated state of consciousness. So you see, beloveds, even though you feel like you received what you needed in that second segment of teachings, there were certain refined energetics that you were unable to receive last year, but because of the changes that have occurred, they will be upgraded and will continue to be upgraded every time we meet, because this third level of teachings will help you and tremendously. It will provide the environment, the refined environment, for you to, for this entire group, to have those progressions fully activated before the end of this year. We want to talk to you also about some important concepts and energetics that may help you in your review and assist you in retaining more of these all-encompassing energetic experiences. We want you to continually recognize that it is always in your experience that you begin to know yourself from a different state of mastery. In the next few sessions, we begin to focus on how the electromagnetic field of the Earth and humanity has changed. There is balance and equilibrium in your energetic field because of the unlocked fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. Are you coming to realize the importance of those time locks that you assisted in unlocking and making available to humanity? That in itself was a huge service that you gave to humanity and to the earth. The presence of the eighth dimensional light surrounds the unified field and creates a pathway for the eighth dimensional light template to influence your ability to create with the fifth element. You now have a different perspective of undifferentiated light that you can draw from and differentiate in a refined light that is sustained and manifested in your life experience. You are now capable of creating from this state of consciousness as you use the Zeon particles of the fourth triad, which greatly affects your higher mind, your soul mind, your spirit wisdom. The Zeon particles of light create consistency in your ability to produce and differentiate the pure creative light of source. Now that's important. Creating the Zeon particles of light create a consistency in your ability to produce and differentiate the pure creative light of source. Pure creative light of source. This creative light enables you to begin to activate your similitude that we've talked about on many occasions. This creative light that you can now produce and differentiate from the pure creative light of source creates and enables you to begin to activate your similitude to Prime Creator that you were given at the moment your spirit was created. When you can fully integrate this massive energetic concept, you never again will forget who you are. You will always know yourself as soul spirit that can never be separate from the source. There are many changes taking place now in your mental emotional body. The split that was part of this body at the fall of consciousness is almost closed. How wonderful. You now know that you are never separated from the source of your being. The changes in the electromagnetic field have greatly enhanced this knowledge because it is supported and sustained by many light templates that were unlocked regarding unity consciousness. The 12th dimensional earth elementals are gathering now to create an environment on earth that supports every aspect of your ascension process. You, as the individual, are unified and entangled with many creative realms that support you in ways that you did not know since you believed that you were separate from your source. That belief has been discarded by you as you integrated these massive energetic holographs of transformation, transcendence, and ascension. You've not reached the completion of your ascension journey. There is so much more for you to receive. You will never reach completion, because you are an eternal being of light and will never stop evolving or creating. We thank you for receiving us in this configuration of a unified master level that you will soon enter. Blessings. I will now turn this over to Milena.